Good morning. We regret to announce that there are at least 3 errors in this week's segment of the Math Factor. Our apologies and thank you.
Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me is Haim Goodman Strauss. Good morning, Haim.
Good morning, Kyle.
Haim is a math professor at the University of Arkansas, and since we last talked, it turned into spring.
It is so beautiful, but it's not spring everywhere. One of our listeners in Australia, just becoming fall, sent us. It came in too late for us to announce it last week, but a remarkable entry for the $1 million giveaway.
And again, just quickly, the $1 million giveaway was whoever sent in the largest number
right.
would get that, $1 million divided by that number as a prize, and we had people that went beyond.
Way beyond. But Cy Hyland sent in 10 to the negative, no millionth.
Oh, so this is a very tiny number.
Yeah, he hoped that nobody sent in a bigger number. If you'd won, as he notes, if he'd won, we would have had a huge payout, almost as big as if Eastern Kentucky or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the sextillion, right.
Right.
So now Cy, of course, had to know that even if one other person sent in a number, it was going to be bigger than his.
That's probably true.
Now, we didn't talk much about tiny numbers last week as much as we did very, very big numbers.
Very big numbers, that's right. So last week, we just had a couple of numbers, and we wanted to know which one was bigger. So basically, a page full of nines, factorial, and say a Google to the Googleth power. And a Google to the Googleth power is a Google times a Google times a Google 100 times. Well, if we have a number that's a lot bigger than a Google, say 1 with 500 zeros after it, which is about what, 500 nines in a row is, and we multiply it by itself 500 times, say, then obviously that's a lot bigger. Well, all those nines factorial wasn't that big, but it's pretty obvious that it was a lot bigger than a Google times a Google times a Google, because you had certainly a number that's, I'll let it at it.
Yeah.
But it's obvious that it's a lot bigger than a Google times a Google times a Google 100 times. So I've got another question along these lines.
Can I just make one quick admission? I thought about this, and I flipped a coin. That's the only way I could get there. It is just very difficult, and maybe this is okay. It's just very difficult for me to picture these numbers.
Oh, you can't picture them.
Okay.
No. There's no way to humanly feel these numbers.
Right. That's a good way to put it.
But you can write down, things about them, learn about them, nonetheless.
Right. Okay, I interrupted you. You had another question?
Oh, well, no, this is this week's puzzle.
Oh, yes.
Or it's really, we're warming up towards... talking about a couple of other things. Remember the world's famously large numbers. There's two numbers that are much bigger than anything we've discussed so far, and they've actually been used for something.
Bigger than Google to the Google? Bigger than that?
Bigger than that.
Wow.
So
okay.
That's what we're warming up to.
Oh,
but first, we've just got to kind of get there. So.
Sure, I understand.
So I thought that people would enjoy thinking about these two sequences of numbers.
Okay.
Okay? So the first one, well, they both start out with 1. Okay.
Just one.
One.
The numeral
now,
one.
The next number in the... Okay, so the first sequence is this. It goes 1, and then 2 raised to the second power, 4.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then 3 raised to the third power, to the third power. So it's 3 to the 3 to the 3. Now, order matters, so it's actually... you have to do the coming down from the top. So it's 3 to the 3 is 27. So it's 3 to the 27th power. And I don't know, that's... somewhere in the 10 millions or something.
Sure.
Sure it is. And then, okay, so we've got 1, 4, 3 to the 3 to 3. Next one is 4 to the 4 to the 4 to the 4th power. 4 fours.
Right.
Tower of powers. So what is that? I don't know. Big.
Yeah, I mean.
So 4 to the 4th is 256. And then so 4 to the 256th power is bigger than a Google.
Right.
So it's basically 4 to the Google power. Somewhere in there.
It doesn't take long to get out of control, does it?
Oh, no. So what about, so we can see where this is going. We have 5 to the 5 to the 5 to the 5 to the 5, I think, and then 6 and so on. And so this is just, 1, it's a nice little sequence. 1, 4,
wow.
3. Okay, so that's big, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now the other one goes like this. And this week's question is, which one of these sequences grows faster?
Okay.
And actually, to tell you the truth, I'm not totally sure of the answer.
Mm.
So,
you're opening that little bit of weakness now. Then
that's right. Well, tantalizing.
That's right.
Okay. So it goes like this. So the first number is 1,
mm-hmm.
and then what we're going to do is So the second number will be 2 followed by whatever the previous number was factorial signs. So 1, the next number, that was 1. Okay, the next number is 2 followed by 1 factorial sign. Mm-hmm. That's just 2.
Mm-hmm.
2 factorial is 2. The next number is going to be 3 followed by whatever the previous numbers was, number of factorial signs. So that'll be 3 factorial factorial, which is 6 factorial.
Right.
Which is 720.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it. Got it.
Now, the next number is 4 followed by 720 factorial signs.
Wow.
I don't know what that number is. 4 factorial is 24, and we still have 719 factorial signs to go. 24 factorial is a pretty big number, and we still have 718 factorial signs to go, and so on. So that's a huge number. So the next number is 5 followed by that many factorial signs.
Hmm. I this is really, really beyond me.
It's really, really crazy. And so the question is, okay, this thing goes on, 6 followed by that many and so on. And who knows? This at this point has just skyrocketed off into outer space. And the question is, okay, which of these sequences is growing faster? They both start at 1. That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
One of them goes 1, 4, 3 to the 27th, 4 to the 4 to the 4 to the 4, 5,
right.
And so on. And the other one is whatever that thing is I just said.
I just have this picture of these two strings of numbers, and somewhere out there in another universe, they kind of come together.
Okay.
All right. So you can write us.
Oh, yes. You can write us.
Whether it's spring or autumn.
Mathfactor@uark.edu. Hey, and you know what? I forgot. We have a new website that I'd like to announce.
Please do.
It's mathfactor.uark.edu. No so, www. Just mathfactor.uark.edu.
Archives. There.
Archives, downloads, an easy way to write us, and all kinds of other places, things.
Bookmark it if you'd like.
Please do.
And let it, you know, even if you don't have an answer, just drop us a note and say, I'm listening, and tell us where you're from.
That's right. And in fact, if you include an address, we'll send you some math fun.
All right. Chaim, thanks a lot.
Thank you.